kina tera shimbat bhagavatam ki shila prabhupada ki hare krishna reading from shimbat bhagavatam canto 10 chapter 21 The gopis glorify Krishna's flute. Text number 11. Danyasma mudagatayo pikarinya utita. Danyasma mudagatayo pikarinya utita. Ya nanda nandanam upata pichitra visham Ya nanda nandanam upata pichitra visham Akarna venu ranitam saha krishna sara Akaranya venu pranitam saha krishna sastra Pujam dadurvi rachitam pranayavalokai Pujam dadurvi rachitam pranayavalokai Dhanyasma muda gatayopi harinyaita Yananda nandanam upata vichitra visam Arkanya venu ratnitam saha krishna sara Pujam dadurvi rachitam pranayabalokai Pujam dadurvi rachitam pranayavalokai Matajis Pujam dadurvi rachitam pranayavalokai Danyasma buddha gatayopi harinyaita Yananda nandanam upata vichitra visam Akarinya venu ranitam saha krishna sara. Pujam dadurvi rachitam panayaga loke. Danya, fortunate, blessed, smart, certainly, Mukdhagataya, having taken birth in an ignorant animal species, happy, although Harinya Shidya Itaha these Yaha who Nanda Nandanam, the son of Maharaj Nanda Upata Vichitra Vesham, dressed very attractively. Akarnya, hearing. Venuranitam, the sound of his flute. Sahakrishna Sara, accompanied by the black deer, their husbands. Pujam Dadu, they worshipped. Virachitam, performed. Pranaya Avalokai, by their affectionate glances. Translation in the purport. Blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the box worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17, text 36. According to the Acharyas, the gopis were thinking as follows. The female deer can approach Krishna along with their husbands, because Krishna is the ultimate object of affection for the male deer. Because of their affection for Krishna, they are encouraged by seeing their wives attracted to him, and thus consider their household lives fortunate. Indeed, they become joyful upon seeing how their wives are searching after Krishna and following along. They urge their wives to go to the Lord. On the other hand, our husbands are jealous of Krishna, and because of their lack of devotion to him, they cannot even stand to smell his fragrance. Therefore, what is the use of our lives? Blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the box worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. This heading is The Gopis' glorify Krishna's flute. The first word used here is Dhanya. The gopis are saying, we are not fortunate like this less intelligent animal. Although we are very intelligent, we are very intelligent, but we are not as fortunate as these foolish animals. If they are foolish, how are they so fortunate to have affection for Krishna? They have affection for Krishna. That means they are not foolish. They are most fortunate people and are most intelligent. We are not as fortunate as these animals. What is our misfortune? Our husbands would not allow us to go to Krishna. But these animals, their husbands are pushing them to go to Krishna. You go to Krishna, go, go, go. This is a great fortune for us. They considered fortune. In the material world, fortune is differently considered. Fortune. Materially speaking, one is considered fortunate if you have money. If you have material facilities, or you are fortunate. Hey, look at the gopis here. Their understanding about fortune is different. Who is a fortunate person is one who has attraction for Krishna. What is considered fortunate? If you have attraction for Krishna, if you have love for Krishna, and we have attachment for Krishna, that is fortune. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura and Chaitanya Charitamrita said, we should not say that devotees are fortunate. He said devotees are very, very extremely fortunate, because it is not easy to have attraction, to have affection, to have attachment for Krishna. It is a great, great, great fortune. This fortune comes about after millions of amassing piety. The culmination ends when one has attraction for Krishna. One becomes attracted to Krishna. Why is it a fortune? Because it is not easily attained. It is not easily attained. Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Mukund. If I do not give my blessing to somebody, if I don't make someone fortunate, even if I'm standing before the person face to face, they will never understand me. That is fortune. To have attraction for Krishna, to be able to understand Krishna, it is fortune. This fortune is not easily attained. And Krishna continued, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued to give an example. I was standing face to face with the Duryodhan. Face to face with Duryodhan. But he did not recognize me as the Supreme Personality of God. He didn't recognize me as someone who can help him. He saw me as an enemy. And he was arranging for me to be beaten. I have a relationship with the Kamsa. I was relating with Kamsa. But because he does not have my fortune, he does not accept me as the Supreme Personality of God. If he doesn't worship me, he was planning every day to kill me. Even though he has the mercy, has the opportunity to to be born in the same family with Krishna, materially speaking. Of course, Kamsa is not a devotee. It was providence that made arrangement for Kamsa to appear in a wonderful family. His mother was raped because Padmavati was outside at the wrong time. So Yaksha, associate of Kubera, who is a demon, raped her. Therefore, Kamsa was born in that family. So he's not a devotee. Although he has good association, but because he's a demon, he does not recognize Lord Krishna. He has no fortune to see Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. So he's not fortunate. Fortune is not easy to get fortune, to become fortunate. Not easy. So the gopis, they see fortune here as something completely different from our material perception or understanding about fortune. One who has the blessing of Lakshmi Devi, okay, he's fortunate. But that is a misfortune. Because a situation that does not allow one to become a Krishna conscious person, that is not fortune, it's a misfortune. So the gopis are lamenting the situation. We are not as fortunate as the animals who appreciate Lord Krishna. The husbands allow them to go to Krishna. But our husband does not give such opportunity for us to go to Krishna. Even if we try, our husband will take us back. And they are describing Lord Krishna. Maharaj Nanda's son Krishna dresses very gorgeously. You look at our altar. So gorgeous. So beautiful. Sweet. They look at Lord Krishna. Look at Lord Krishna's dressing. Look at Lord Krishna's dresses and ornament and jewelry. They see. So sweet and very pleasing to the heart. Yes. Very pleasing. Very sweet. To have this fortune is not easy. Not everybody had a fortune. Even those who are sitting here or coming here, not everybody see Lord Krishna. To be able to appreciate Krishna is not easy. So the gopis are appreciating those who have attraction for Krishna. That is the nature of a devotee. Devotees are very happy to see people taking interest in Krishna. Therefore, they make all arrangements to facilitate people's consciousness, people's fortune to become Krishna conscious. They continued. Indeed, Lord Krishna, not only that he gorgeously dressed, but he also played on his flute. Lord Krishna's flute is a person, not just a bamboo stick. Not a bamboo stick, it's a person. And the gopis say the flute of Krishna is so powerful and also very, very difficult to understand. The gopis are expressing, it's not a lamentation, they are expressing their bliss, their Krishna consciousness. Dear flute, you constantly drink nectar. You constantly drink nectar. Because Krishna played on you. So Lord Krishna
played on you. So it is nectar. You kissing Lucrezia lips every day. But what you produce is different from the nectar which you take. You produce poison. You drink nectar, but you produce poison. How is that? From our experience, whatever you belch, whenever you belch, it will have the aroma of the food you have eaten. Is it not? If you have eaten very nice halva, tasty halva, prepared by His Grace Devanand Pandit Prabhu, have you ever tasted his halva? So nectarian, tasty, very aromatic. Try to approach him. Taste his halva. Powerful. If you burst, you will experience the aroma of that succulent and tasty halva. But the gopi said, Lord Krishna's flute constantly drink nectar, but it produces poison. So the flute is opposite. What is poison that the flute of Krishna is producing? A flute, a constant companion of Krishna, Krishna's eternal associate, is constantly drink nectar. What is the poison that the flute produces? The gopi said, if a thunderbolt is thrown on somebody, you are dead. But the flute of Krishna, when the flute of Krishna hit anybody, you will not die and you will not live. Is it not poisonous? You will not die and you will not live. This is Krishna's flute. Therefore, the gopi said, flute, what kind of a person are you that you constantly drink nectar, but what you produce is dangerous, especially for the gopis? The flute will not kill you and will not keep you alive. What the gopis are saying is that is Krishna prema. Krishna prema is mixed. Like very hot sugarcane juice. Very, very hot sugarcane juice. If you taste it, it will burn your tongue. But the taste of that sugar cane will not allow you to forget it. You still have the desire to taste it, although it is very, very hot. If you taste it, your tongue will burn. But the taste will encourage you to continue to take. That is Christian prayer. And that is the experience of the gopis. That's what the flute of Krishna produces. So they said, yes, the flute of Krishna, so sweet. We are attracted by the flute of Krishna. Krishna's flute is not ordinary. They are of varieties. And all the tunes of Krishna's flute, they are meant for different personalities. The tune particularly for the gopis, for the demigods, for the cows, for other entities. When Krishna plays his flute, Jamuna will flow opposite. The flute of Krishna has power, the potency to change every situation. All liquid object will become solid, and solid object will become liquid. Jamuna will flow the other side, and the doors and the boxes, when they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, although they are sucking, their mouth is there on the nipple of the breast, but the fruit of Krishna will put them into deep meditation. They are not sucking, but they are just stuck there. But the potency of Lord Krishna's flute. They are stuck. So the gopis are saying, we are not so fortunate. Just see the deer, just see the box, just see this animal. They are less intelligent, and we who are very, very intelligent does not have this fortune. Just see their fortune. Krishna's flow is very powerful, very potent. When he played the flute for the gopis, the sound will go to the gopis. Only nobody will hear it. Only the gopis will hear it. And when the sound of Krishna's flute enter into them, they have only one thing, only one direction in their life. The only direction in their life is to go to Krishna. There is no second path. Only one path they follow to Krishna. Only to Krishna. Nowhere else. They don't have a single strength. Or to the size of a sesame seed, what is the strength in their body? Only to take them to the feet, lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna's flute. They are appreciating Lord Krishna's flute. One of the days when Lord Krishna, one of the 7 days, Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill. So one day, a friend suggested to Krishna, for many days you have not played your flute. For many days. Can you just entertain us for a moment? Lord Krishna said, yes, that's very nice. That's very nice. For days. I've been holding the hill for many days. I forgot my flute. So I'm very happy you reminded me about my flute. Lord Krishna brought out the flute. As soon as he brought it out, Mother Mangala caught hold of his hand. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You forgot the potency of your flute? You don't know what your flute will do? If you play your flute here, Govardhan will start dancing in ecstasy. The source of our protection will become the source of our destruction. Don't play the flute here. Keep it back. He says, oh. Okay. The flute will dance. The flute will make the Govardhan Hill to dance. And the dancing, what is the person who is causing the hill to dance? The flute also be dancing, and Krishna also be dancing. What will happen? The hill will come down. Mother Mangala said, please, don't play your flute now, because it will destroy us. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj, for such a nice class. My question is how to increase our attachment towards Krishna, like the gopis or like the devotees in Vrindavan. So how to increase our attachment towards Krishna?
Thank you. How do we increase our attachment for Krishna? By hearing about Krishna's activities every day. So Srila Prabhupada arranged this system for us to hear. This is the process of increasing our attachment. See, the whole chapter is discussing about a pure devotee's relationship with Krishna. So by hearing this, we get purified. The more we get purified, the more attachment will develop for Krishna. So we should try to hear constantly, in good association. It will destroy all the unnecessary things which is blocking us. By hearing. And then Krishna will become attractive. Krishna will become attractive. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in one lecture, simply come sit down and hear. Sit down and hear, that's all. You will get Krishna. By hearing about Krishna, you will get Krishna. The ears is meant for that. The gopis will lament, so our ear is not fortunate to hear about Krishna. I'm not finished. I was taking breaks to continue. Okay. Because you were talking about hearing, so something is coming to my mind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Haridas. Haridas. He was glorifying Haridas. How Haridas is so exalted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your birth, your caste is superior to mine because of your exalted devotional qualities. Haridas Thakur said, I don't see that because your devotees, they constantly hear about you. They remember you, but I don't have the interest to hear about you. So how can I be a fortunate person? I don't have the interest to hear about you like your devotees. And that is his purity. That he didn't see himself. The Supreme Lord is talking about his wonderful qualities. And he is saying, no, I don't have this. But what he's saying is that we should have attachment to hearing about Krishna. Should develop that attachment. How will you develop that attachment? By association with devotees. We'll develop this attachment to hear about Krishna. And that hearing will also increase our attachment to Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, thank you very much. Maharaj, regarding hearing, those devotees who have facility to hear like face to face, like we are hearing now. If they hear online, their Guru Maharaj classes or whoever, so which will be more purifying or make attached to Krishna?
Thank you. If you are hearing me on the radio, will you ask me a question? Will you sit in your room there in your radio and ask me a question? No, if you are not connected in the Facebook or live, we are speaking directly here, you're not live. Will you ask me a question from your house? No. We'll ask question only as we are here, face to face. The form has
significance as everything else. So seeing the person speaking is different. It's more powerful than you just sit there and hear. Yes, you should hear if the facility, the facility is not available that I can go and hear directly. So we are in a distant place. That is a different thing. But you are around here, sitting down in a house to hear, is not correct. You should come here and hear. You can see each other. It has effect in our consciousness to see the person speaking. So it's not the same. It is not the same as hearing, seeing directly than to sit down there in the house and hear. Better to hear an association of devotees. And the third canto, yeah, that's the third canto, 25:25. Canto 3, chapter 25, text 25. Kapil Muni is explaining. Krishna consciousness, Krishna Kathamrita, it is best relished among devotees, not in the house. Among devotees. If you want to make advancement, hear Bhagavatam what devotees. It was not a mistake that the sages have to come and gather. 880,000 people gathered in Amisharana to hear Bhagavatam. It's not a mistake. Sukata, people also gather to hear Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami speaking. And people always gather to hear. So we should gather to hear Bhagavatam. Together.
Maharaj, in relation to same, like some classes on Zoom nowadays, a lot of Zoom classes are there. And here we have Prabhupada, let us say if somebody is staying nearby Prabhupada, ISKCON temple. And still he hear from Zoom, for his Shiksha Guru or whichever person, guide, he hear class, which is at the same time Bhagavatam class in temple or Bhagavad Gita class in temple. So in what that condition, what is beneficial?
I am not a shy person. I will speak my mind as I know it. It is very good, very, very good to hear our special master speaking. It's okay, very good to hear. We should hear. We should hear the special master speaking. We should not hear that and neglect the temple's lecture. You should not hear that one and forget this one, where we are. Otherwise, go and meet your guru there. If you are so attached to him, go and meet him there. Otherwise, where you are, hear what is going on there. Because you are part of that place. I saw some people. They are outside India. They are outside India. They are Indians outside India. In the country where they are, the Ekadasi is on a different day from India. And they want to fast Ekadasi on Indian date, different from the date in the country where they are. I told them this is wrong. You are not in India now. So follow the date here, not there. And if you are going to break it, you should break at the time here, not the time there. It's a mistake. And people do like that. It's something which is occasional, that is okay. But it's when we make something general that every day, okay, my guru is speaking somewhere there, so hear that one and forget to hear every day. Go and meet him there. If you are so attached and a wonderful devotee like that. Otherwise, hear what is also going on in the temple where you are. All right? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
How to get away from Vaishnava Aparadha?
How do you get away from Vaishnava Aparadha? I had when one devotee, he used to say that questions from children are very difficult to answer. So how do one get free from Vaishnava Aparadha? The first thing we should do to be free, the first thing that all of us should practice, first thing that all of us should practice is we should have respect for everyone. If you minimize somebody, it is very easy to make offense. When something is not important, it's not our duty to take care of it. So if you don't see each other, if you don't appreciate each other, there's no question of avoiding any offenses. You cannot be free from making offenses if you don't have respect, not only for your friend, for everyone, as Krishna's parts and parcels. We are not going to be free from offenses. We are not going to have any unity if we don't have respect for each other. If I have respect, I will be very, very careful with how I deal with you, with how I relate with you. I will be very careful. If I don't see you as somebody, then you don't exist for me. I can make offense. I can neglect you. Like many devotees do every day. Very difficult to see devotees greeting each other. Very difficult to see devotees greeting each other. Except you are my friend. If you are not my friend, you don't exist for me. So there's no need to greet you. So how will it be possible for people like that to avoid offenses? We will make offenses every day, every moment. So we should practice respecting everyone. They will have the strength to avoid apparatus. All right? Thank you.
Thank you for clearing the doubt.
Nice question. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.